Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. There is no AI used in the writing of the stories or the production of my podcast. Now, the stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. And if you like the show, please remember to like and subscribe. And now for this episode, I will be reading Hooking Up at the Christmas Office Party. Today was one of those days where you actually get excited to go to work. Tonight was the annual office Christmas party. The office closed at noon for the employees to have time to get ready. No one really worked on this day, even though we had to be in the office. It was a festive day. The company I worked for threw an expensive party with a lavish dinner, live music, and an open bar. They even rented out rooms so anyone who drinks too much and wants to stay can, at no cost. I looked up at the clock for the millionth time. There was only 10 minutes left until we could leave to go get ready. Just as I was looking up, Jeremy, who worked in the accounting department, walked by. He was so annoying and such a suck-up. I couldn't stand being in the same room as him. He looked over as he passed and gave me a snide smile that grated on my nerves. Hopefully, he wouldn't show up tonight, I thought, and looked back over at the clock. It was time to go. My excitement came back, and I forgot all about Jeremy, the suck-up. I quickly grabbed my things, put on my coat, and headed for the elevator. Everyone was waiting, trying to leave at the same time. So instead of waiting, I decided I would take the stairs today. It wouldn't be so bad. I would be going down, at least. I turned to head for the stairs when I noticed I wasn't the only one thinking the same thing. I saw Jeremy, the suck-up, going through the door to the stairs. Ugh, I groaned to myself. I walked as slow as I could to make sure I didn't have to see him on the way down. It felt like forever, but I finally made my way out of the building and was on my way home to get showered and dressed for tonight. I had bought a beautiful hunter green dress for the night. It went so well with my skin tone and made my light-colored eyes sparkle. I had spent the last couple weeks breaking in a new pair of heels for the night, too. You never want to wear a new pair of without breaking them in, or your feet will be destroyed by the end of the night. I took my time on my hair and makeup. I loved getting dressed up. Since I work all the time, I really hadn't had time to go to any place where I actually needed to dress up. I ordered an Uber about the time the party started. I didn't want to be one of the first to arrive. Most people would be coming with their significant others, but I didn't have anyone to ask. That was another drawback to working all the time. There just wasn't any time to meet someone. I made it about a half hour after the party started. Everyone there was starting to drink and eat hors d'oeuvres while they talked and waited for the dinner to start. I went straight for the open bar. I needed something to relax me. The only thing that sucks about these parties is being single. It felt like everyone brought a date except me. Having a few drinks would erase that feeling and put me more at ease. It would also be easier to strike up a conversation with people. I was too much of an introvert to have the courage if I were sober. I decided on white wine. I knew if I drank red, I would end up with it staining my new dress, or worse, someone else's. I was on my second glass when I heard a familiar, annoying voice. "No date?" I heard him ask. Looking up from my glass that I was for some reason intently studying, there stood Jeremy. I thought about ignoring him, but the alcohol was already working its magic, and I didn't have anyone else to talk to at the moment. "Nope. What about you?" I responded. "No, I couldn't think of anyone to ask." "Same here." It felt strange feeling sorry for him, and a sort of camaraderie as well. Normally, I just felt annoyed by his presence. He took the seat next to me and ordered a drink. I was surprised he didn't say much, just sipped his drink and watched people. The awkwardness was interrupted when dinner was announced. It was in another part of the venue, so we picked up our glasses and everyone slowly made their way. The seating was assigned. It didn't take me long to find my seat. I couldn't believe my eyes when Jeremy sat down next to me. Since we didn't sign up dates for the night, they had put us next to each other. Dinner was actually nice. The food was amazing. The drinks kept coming, and everyone at the table was laughing and having a good time. I was surprised that I was actually having a good time with a guy I usually despised. After dinner, the real fun started. Most people were feeling good by this time. There were a few you could tell were on their way to being plastered. We all headed back to the first room we had been in. A band had been set up while we were eating and began to play as we made our way back. "Would you like another glass?" I looked up to see Jeremy standing next to me. "That would be nice, thank you," I responded and watched him walk over to the bar. He has a really nice ass," I thought. I don't know if it was the alcohol or what, but he was looking pretty damn sexy tonight. I caught myself wondering what his style of fucking was. Was he sweet and sensual? Was he demanding and abrasive, or shy and inexperienced? I wondered if he liked to eat pussy and have his dick sucked, or was he the type that just wanted his dick sucked? I had to force myself to stop thinking about that. I could feel myself starting to get wet. Since I didn't have anyone to go home to or call over, I didn't want to get myself excited just to end up frustrated at the end of the night. Jeremy came back and handed me a glass of wine. We stood to the side, watching people dance for a bit while we finished off our drinks. I was really starting to feel the effects now. "Want me to grab us another drink and we could go for a walk or something to talk and get to know each other better? I feel like even though we've worked together for the last couple years, we really don't know each other at all," he asked in a sort of whisper, so no one would hear that we were going to sneak off for a bit. "Yes, that sounds fun. I'd love to get to know you," I replied and watched him head over to the bar again. I was surprised again that I actually meant what I said. Tonight, for some reason, I was really enjoying his company. It didn't take long for him to grab two more drinks. He handed me mine and whispered, "I'll head out first and meet you outside the front door in like 5 minutes." I agreed. There was no way I wanted anyone from our office to know we were sneaking off. I would never live it down and would probably have to quit and move to another city. I waited a few minutes and slipped out without anyone noticing. I didn't see him when I walked outside and for a second thought he might have been playing a joke on me. I jumped when he stepped out of the shadows. He didn't want anyone to ask who he was waiting for, so he'd stayed out of sight. There was a private garden off to the side. We walked around and asked questions like where we were from and what our dreams were. Neither of us were planning on staying with the office forever. Finally, after a bit, he stopped and turned towards me. I knew that look he had in his eyes well. I had seen it many times when a man was attracted to me and was trying to get the courage to kiss me. I made it easier for him by closing my eyes, leaning in, and parting my lips slightly. My body tingled when I felt his lips on mine. His lips were so soft and he tasted sweet from the wine he had been drinking. I moaned into his mouth when he started using his tongue to explore the inside of mine. I felt his arms come around to hold me close and so his hands could find its way down to my ass. The kiss became more and more intense until we had to break away before we tore each other's clothes off right here and fucked outside. We were both breathing like our bodies were on fire, and the only thing that could put it out was to let our bodies have what they wanted. Oh my God, I would let you fuck me right now if I could, I said while I tried to get my breathing under control. What if we find a secluded place? I couldn't believe what he was suggesting, but it was so bad that it turned me on. That would be so wrong. I'm in, I said and smiled at him seductively. Maybe we could find an unused room or something like that, he suggested. I need to freshen up. I'll head in and use the restroom while you try and find us a secluded place, I said and walked off to head back in. I went straight to the bathroom. I was dying to pee and wanted to put on a bit of perfume to make sure I smelled pretty. Jeremy was waiting for me across the hall when I exited. I felt the temperature rise in my body when I saw him standing there. I hadn't really paid attention before, but I could tell he was fit and he was tall. I don't know why I hadn't noticed before, but he really was good looking. I found the perfect spot, he said in a low voice. I'm so excited, I told him as he took my hand and led me to the door that was hidden behind a staircase. We checked to make sure there was no one around before we quickly slipped into the room. It was a large coat closet. There was more than enough room for us to fuck. I had even noticed a bench towards the back that would be very useful. We left the lights off and went straight to kissing as soon as the door was shut. We didn't have the luxury of time to go slowly. If someone was ready to leave, they would be coming to look for their coat. And then we would be busted. I carefully took my dress off and set it aside. I could hear the rustling of clothes as Jeremy quickly took down his pants. I felt his hands as he reached out to find me and pulled me back to him. We kissed while our hands explored each other's bodies. I almost let out a sound of surprise when my hand closed over his very erect cock. It was thick and just above average in length. Ooh, I thought, I know I'll be able to feel that inside of me. I lifted my leg and set my foot on the bench I had seen earlier so Jeremy could have better access to me. He eagerly slid his hand down between my legs. I moaned into his ear when his fingers found my sensitive clit and softly circled it. I love how wet your pussy is. I wondered what you tasted like for so long, he said, and slid a finger inside my wet little hole. He gave my pussy a couple pumps, then pulled his finger out to suck my juices off of it. So fucking good, he said, and then kneeled down so he could give my pussy a few licks. Oh, that felt so good, and my body was so ready. I dug my fingernails into my leg as my body released all my pent-up stress and emotions right into Jeremy's mouth. He sucked and lapped up every little bit of cum. Once he stood up, I decided it was my turn to get on my knees and give his rock hard cock a few good sucks and licks. I loved how thick it was. I had a hard time getting halfway down his cock with my mouth. I made sure to give him some good quick head. I wish we had more time to spend exploring each other's bodies, but we needed to get this going before we were found. I could only imagine what people at the office would say if we were found fucking in the coat closet. I stood up and wiped the spit from my chin. Using the bench again, I put one knee up on it and bent over. I felt a quick slap on my ass, and then I felt him spreading my pussy with his fingers while he pushed his thick cock inside of me. Thankfully, the music drowned out my cry of pleasure. It took my pussy a few seconds to adjust to the girth of him. It felt incredible to have my pussy stretched like this. I had to cover my mouth with my hand to keep my noises down. He gave me his cock with a perfect rhythm. He could feel my pussy getting ready to release again. You want to feel this cum? He asked as his thrusts became harder. Yes, come deep in my pussy, I cried out. I completely forgot where we were. I pushed my ass back against him and gripped the seat as I began to come on him. That's a good girl, he said and gave my ass a couple good smacks. He then gripped me by my sides and slammed his cock in me. His body stilled, and I moaned while I felt his cum drench the inside of me. As soon as we finished, it was like a rush to get our clothes back on. Jeremy poked his head out to make sure there wasn't anyone that would see us leaving the closet. Thankfully, the party was still in full swing and no one even noticed we were missing. Jeremy went back into the party first. I waited a few minutes before returning. It was crazy what we had done, and I had a reminder for the evening with his seed dripping out of my wet pussy and into my panties. I don't know what will happen when we see each other sober at the office on Monday, but tonight, we definitely had fun time that I don't think I'll ever top after this. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. There is no AI used in the writing of the stories or the production of my podcast. The stories are adult themed and for a mature audience. And remember, fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. And a link can be found in the description. And please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. And if you like the show, please remember to like and subscribe. And lastly, I just wanted to mention about the Facebook page. It is the fan page, and I love to interact with my fans over there, so if you'd like to send me a message, again, please join me at facebook.com/tantalizingnature, and there's also a link for that in the description. Thank you.